You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Testing. Test your mic, please.
Testing. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, it's not working. Do it again.
3, 2, 1.
Louder.
I'm not going to speak louder than that. If it my mouth is right on a microphone.
Okay.
If it's not working, it's on your end. Not.
Wait, let me.
I shouldn't have to yell into a microphone that's right by my mouth.
Oh, I was looking at the wrong graph. Yours was.
Okay.
I was looking at your mic is fine. My mic is fine. Your mental stability is fine. My mental stability is fine. So everything is fine. We could wrap this up and get out of here. I'm getting really tired.
Uh-oh.
Of every day I...
Oh, should we turn the washer?
The dishwasher off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would turn it off. Because I don't want people to know that we do this in our house. I want people to think that we're in a studio right now. You know, a lot of people think that the radio show and this podcast are the same thing. They're two different things.
They're two very different animals, my friends.
We might have lost podcast listeners because of the radio show, thinking, you know, they're just doing reruns on radio, or I don't know. We should have had a different name for the radio show. That's all I'm saying. We should have called it something different than this, because people are getting confused. Now, and also our TV pilot that True passed on, but we're trying to sell it to other networks, or at least the production company is, or their agent, and that's the same name. I think it's time to find a different name, because maybe that name is getting a little played out. What do you think?
No.
My Wife Hates Me, yeah. The name? On three different titles, three different venues.
It's not like you're acting like, you know, it's like being said on Entertainment Tonight every day. It's like, it's no one knows about it.
Are you crazy? Do you know how many people listen to us
I'm
on radio?
I'm not saying that, but
we're
I'm
on Drive
like,
Time in LA.
Rich.
What? It's a lot. It's a lot. And what I was saying is, anyhow, I think it confuses people. That's all. I think it confuses people. Sometimes it confuses me, and I'm the one doing it. Whenever I gotta leave and fly in the winter, like, it only snows on the fucking days I gotta fly.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
Stop.
When I was coming home from Ohio on Sunday.
Yeah, but you made it. You weren't delayed.
I didn't sleep because I was up all night. Checking to see if my flight was going to be canceled, and I couldn't sleep.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yes, it's unfortunate, but it's
but you
stressful.
Still have to leave. Yes,
it's stressful knowing.
But it's winter.
You went ahead. Okay, I'll get to that in a second.
What?
That color you had your nails done. What? That's not even a color. What do you call
it's
that?
It's not my favorite. It didn't turn out the way I wanted.
It's between gray. Brown, purple, and gray. What is it?
I think it's supposed to be gray or silver.
It makes your nails look thick. It's good. Makes your nails look
healthy.
No,
it's because they're gels. Gels are thick.
So I got to fly out tomorrow to Florida.
Ladies, the things we go through, am I right? Lot of debate about the gel nails. Should never do it. It's unhealthy.
Why?
Something to do with the UV light that you have to put them under.
I don't know if our floor is healthy. after that big report on 60 Minutes.
Big report on 60 Minutes about the floors.
We're sitting on, we could be sitting on a chemical wasteland right now.
Yep.
It's almost like a Who song. I mean, that was Teenage Wasteland, but we could be on a chemical wasteland right now.
You got
breathing,
it.
Breathing. That's why everybody's always sick in this house, probably.
Is everyone, you make these statements. Who's
Raina's always sick?
No, she's not.
Always.
She's never
always
are you sick. She has a cough.
She coughs nonstop, gets a fever every other week.
No, she doesn't.
I've been keeping
ridiculous.
Track of her fevers. It's every other week it's a fever. Runny nose, mucus, does all these sounds. She doesn't do that sound anymore, thank goodness. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's you that's always sick. You're the one.
You are too, but you just don't know. You don't go check. You don't, you know.
I'm not sick.
You are a lot. And you don't, you know, you go, oh.
I'm just tired.
So you go, oh, all the time.
I do?
Yeah. Oh.
Are you trying to make some sex joke right now?
No, not at all.
Then what? I don't get it then.
That you're feeling like, oh, I'm so sick. But you don't say the words, I'm sick. But you do the other sounds that go with I'm sick.
No.
Oh, I'm sick.
No.
But you go, oh. You see what I'm saying?
No.
All right, you don't get me. You don't get it.
I really don't. Do I do that? I don't think
yes,
I do.
You do. You make a lot of noises. This morning.
I do?
Yeah. Yes, I just said you do.
Yeah, but I can't tell if you're joking.
I'm telling you, you do. You sound
you
sick
can get
all
angry and frustrated if you want, but you can't.
I'm not angry and frustrated.
A lot of times you say I do things and then you go, no, you don't.
But I'm not angry and frustrated. Where did that come from?
Yeah, I just said you do.
That's not angry or frustrated. That's,
okay.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyhow, I'm not going to name names. And
uh-oh. I can't. I'm not talking about this.
What?
I'm just tired of it. The pettiness of all of it. Somebody said something bad about me. Boom, boom,
no,
boom. I'm angry.
I'm not angry.
Meanwhile, we talk shit about people all the time.
We never do.
Oh, yeah, Curtis and Gooby?
What?
We were talking shit about Curtis and Gooby?
Not on the air anywhere. We did.
On our yes,
no,
we did.
We're doing a radio show. We're doing a roast.
We did it on one of our podcasts.
No, we didn't talk about that. We talked about how many commercials are on their show.
I fully badmouth them.
Well, then that was you, not me.
And you
me.
Didn't?
No, I didn't. If you want to replay anything.
I'd like to replay it. I think we should, actually.
No.
I wish you knew how to work that. And we could just replay it right now and listen.
Yeah, no. And
you've
talking
never,
about the
Rich
roast.
Claims, ladies and gents, that he has never badmouthed anyone ever on radio or podcast. Never.
No, well, the only time, I mean.
As a joke,
no,
he has, he claims.
I've
but
never.
But that's a very clear delineation
see, here,
between joking and.
I did have an all-out fight with Mike Birbiglia.
Yes.
On radio, that's clear. I've never went after somebody's talent on radio or a podcast. I might have went after their character, and you know, which is different. But I never went after someone's talent. You can't tell me one time because I do not, will not take work out of somebody's mouth.
People have brought
mouth.
Up people's names, and you've gone like this. Ugh.
But I
you
could be
said,
talking about their character. I'm not talking about.
You said
about
somebody stole my whole persona on
no,
radio.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
And then that person came to me and was like, "Does you really think that?"
That was years ago. And
it doesn't matter. You
and
said
I did
never.
Not, no, I didn't say that on radio.
Yes,
I never,
you did.
No, I didn't.
It was on O&A.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I said, I didn't say stole. I said she might be
please,
doing.
Please, somebody.
But anyhow, but that's
can
not.
You, could somebody out there with time and
go
the
ahead,
abilities.
Fine.
It'll be like a 10-minute clip of all the times Rich has badmouthed people.
No, where I talked about their talent.
Oh, not you can't keep narrowing it down.
I'm not narrowing it down. I've never.
The person who you're angry with didn't.
I'm not angry with them.
Didn't
I'm
denigrate
just,
our talent anyway. They just said it took a long time for us to make the podcast or to make the movie, and that
it's irrelevant now.
No, he didn't say it was irrelevant. He said it would have had more juice or something like that.
what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, prior to all this wave of comedians. Well, I happen to agree with him, except that the rest of the world doesn't agree with him, because the rest of the world constantly is still, like, every time I check my Facebook or so, there's just yet another article about women in comedy, blah, blah, blah.
It wouldn't have had more juice 5 years ago. Maybe it would have. Maybe it'll have more juice 5 years down the road from now. You don't know.
Yeah, I'm saying that the argument for people who are in comedy and know about female comics is over, but the argument seems to be happening.
An opinion-based movie or documentary, which ours is, or comedy... Opinion-based. There's no time on an opinion-based subject like that. There's no time frame.
Well, yeah.
Not really. There's racism.
Yeah. If somebody made a documentary that was like, should there still be Jim Crow laws?
Yeah,
well, that would be a time-based documentary.
No, that's not. You're wrong there, because people still believe there should be, and there's people that are still
Come on, stop.
Wait, you don't think there's people that are that racist and that?
But they're not worth doing a documentary about.
No, but you wouldn't do it like that. You would just talk about racism and the hatred and hate groups. So it's basically the same thing. Okay, those people do believe.
But I'm saying, if you started it when there was Jim Crow laws, and then it would it be relevant now? No.
Well, no.
It might be interesting still. But
it's just the title. But the subject matter is racism in the Jim Crow laws. That's what it is. And there's still racism. The subject matter in Women Aren't Funny is about the negativity towards women.
Got
which
it.
There will always be.
Yeah, you're right.
No, you're saying that, but you don't agree.
I do agree, but I see different, like, I see varying colors in the argument, and you just are like, we're right, we're right,
no,
we're
no,
right.
No, no, very.
That guy's wrong, that guy's wrong, no, that guy's wrong. It's no. Like, he kind of makes a valid point if you look at it from the no. terms of, like, he thinks female comics are as viable as men. But the thing that he's missing, I think, personally, is that we were making fun of the whole argument, and somehow he missed that take on it. And it wasn't that big of a deal anyway. You know, and my irritation was that he didn't get the documentary, that we were making fun of it. We weren't doing a serious...
No, obviously it wasn't a serious documentary. It was a comedy, you know, because you're never going to change people's minds about female comics, black comics, Jewish comics, you know.
Okay, female. Well, I don't want to get into the whole documentary thing, because that's not what we're talking about.
No,
but I would like to talk about your insistence that you don't ever say anything bad about anyone.
Not your
That's
talent.
Why you get mad at people who say negative things. But can I bring something up? I don't know if I'm allowed to bring this up.
What?
I don't know how to...
Write it down. Go get a pencil and paper. I can't read lips. I'm not deaf. Go get a pencil and paper. Just... Yeah, so what do you mean you can't walk over there and I'll discuss, I'll talk, first of all, I'll do some plugs while you're...
No. Just stick with the topic at hand, which is actually an interesting topic, instead of going into some, like, I did this, I did that.
No one could hear you.
What?
No one could hear you.
I don't care.
Well, you're doing a radio show, a podcast. You don't care that people could hear you?
People could hear me from there, and now they can hear me from here. I'm saying... Look, this is more interesting than you going through a listicle description of whatever your week was.
I'm not going to go. First of all, there's no word.
The fact is that everyone listening right now knows how ridiculous it is for you, of all people, to say that you've never, ever said anything negative about anyone.
No, there you go, just like a liberal, twisting everything. That's what you guys do.
Honestly, this has nothing to do with politics.
Yes, it does, because that's how politics
No, it isn't.
Works.
No, it isn't. Now what you're doing is that you're going off topic in order to, so you can take the focus away from the fact that you're fully lying on this podcast.
No, I'm not fully,
And you're
no.
like, oh, let me bring up some liberal shit so she'll get mad about that, and then I won't have to defend myself against my full-blown bullshit.
Okay, first of all, I said I have talked about people's character. I don't talk about... You never hear me say they're not funny or unfunny. What? On air? No, don't talk about it. I never said it on air. Have I?
Yes, the last time we did a radio show, you and you were making fun, but you were slightly
don't bring up his name, but that's comedy. That's what we do, me and those guys.
You asked him not to, and then you did it.
No, I didn't do it. I didn't do it like that. And where? What radio show are you talking about?
Oh, we only do.
Are you talking about our
radio show?
Yeah, yes. No, whatever I said was a joke. Whatever I said,
I think that he thinks it's jokes.
No, there's a fine line between certain people, between me and my good friends.
Well,
and so, like, that's totally ridiculous.
Well, here's my belief, and I'll just bring this up, is that I do talk shit about people, so...
I don't.
People can talk shit about me. And also, I don't think everyone has to like everything I do. And in fact, you know, if you look at it in terms of the bigger that you get, the more people won't like
yes.
you, actually.
Everybody doesn't like what I do. If they did, I would have no problem working all the clubs I want to work. I wouldn't have the guys like that fucking idiot in Jared at the attic.
But you do get very upset.
You know, comparing me to a fucking magic act. Because
okay, so that's...
What? That's what?
You're kind of making fun of his talent.
No, he's a club owner. He's a club owner.
Being a club owner.
Yeah, he's real talented. Real talented. You know what? I've said this a million times. Okay, maybe he's a comic too, for all I know. I don't know the guy. He might be a great comic. But don't say I can't do something when I know I can do it. Okay? Don't just go by, well, you see me do Opie and Anthony or Opie and Jim, or I was on Tough Crowd, or I'm an East Coast guy, so I can't work to a hipster audience or whatever audience he gets. But that's bullshit, because I've worked all those places, Portland, Seattle, fucking, you know, and people are people. That you're either funny or
can
not.
I say this, though? And what? I know you're going to get mad at me. I'm not exactly dismissing your argument. I'm just posing another thing, okay? So don't get angry. But not every door is open to every person.
That's what I just said. You're right. It's not open.
So I wouldn't, if I wanted to get booked at a predominantly black room, I probably couldn't do it.
Yes.
Now, even if I knew that I could, you can sometimes say, like, well, I kind of get why they won't do it.
No, I get that. I get a lot of
places. I was on Opie and Anthony many years, and they never put me on one of their shows. The
virus tour?
The virus tour, you know? So...
Okay.
And I don't think they put any women on those virus tours, did they?
I don't think
at all?
So. No.
Right. So, but I never one time complained about it.
Yes, you did.
No, I never did.
To me, you did.
No, because secretly, I think I was a bit scared.
Oh,
no, but I never complained about it.
No, but that's what I said.
Even though I did feel slighted backstage sometimes, I felt like silly. I can't explain it.
Rick is... Hold on.
No,
I'm not
going to
look at it.
No.
I'm not going to do it. He's asking about an audition. I'm leaving tomorrow. They never listen to me. No one listens. They really want me to audition for this show, but I can't do it.
Come in with me and then audition for it then.
No, I don't even care. That's not what I want out of this business. I don't want to do just like a cameo on somebody's sitcom, you know?
Unless that's fear talking.
What's that? No, it's not fear.
Because something else, that, you know, if they, people do cameos and turn into like...
No, you're right. Mike Epps, when he did Sopranos, he blew up after that. I would do something like that, but I don't, you know what it is? I don't like the whole process of
auditioning
and
well,
all
no
that.
One does.
You know, if they said, here, you could do this part, I would take it in a second. They gave me American Dreams where I played Lenny and I knocked it out of I did it with no problem. You know, there's certain things, you know, and it's just like clubs. It's like everything. They half the time they don't know what they want. The other half, they send you through, you know, like you. They wanted some other thing, wanted you to come in for a pre-interview. For what? Because they don't know what they really want to do. You know how to do what you got to do. So there's no reason for you to go in because they don't know. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same with acting, I guess, and commercial. You know, I just don't have the time. I don't want to do it. If I lived in New York and, yeah, I could... shoot over and do a quick audition, yeah, okay, maybe. But to come from here to there, it's just, I just, it's not what I want. I want a TV show. I want to, what do you call it, get better as a comic, and which I am, always getting better, like you are, because you keep writing and reinventing
yourself. You don't have to include me when you're on your, patting yourself on your back.
I'm not patting myself when I say I don't want to do something. That's not patting myself.
No,
but
you did. You did go through in this last 5 minutes a lot of the things that you're very good at. Which
no, I didn't.
No, you did.
What I said I'm good at. Tell me the things I said I'm good at. Comedy.
Any room.
No,
first of all.
No, I didn't say any room, but I can do any room. How hard is it? I could. I'll go do a senior's home in Boca. It's not that hard.
The what where you knocked it out of the park, for the American Dreams,
yeah, you know,
27 years ago.
It wasn't 27 years, it was a while ago, but it's because, you know, they trusted me. They said, okay, here's the part. No, you don't have to audition, give it to them. On a network primetime TV show, give it to them. Interacting with the star of the show, the star.
Who is the star of the show? I never one time watched that show.
I don't know, some broad.
Oh.
Some lady. But so we can get back to what I was talking about. Yes,
which
I know
what,
every
which
door.
Was what?
I know every door's not open, and I know, but the ones that are, you want to get into new places, cuz I have to work the road to make ends meet. That's what I do. I mean, unless we get a TV show or you know, I mean, and I don't mind, you know, I don't like to travel. I loved doing comedy. I loved working over the weekend in Dayton, the crowd. It was great. It was fun. Being, I said, the travel and everything gets to you. And every door isn't open, but you want to get in those doors that are closed. It's like any salesperson. Like I said before, it's easy to, you know, to when someone says yes, but turning a no into a yes is the challenge. I didn't work Seattle forever for this
guy. Where
did
you first hear that phrase?
When I did sales. I used to do sales.
Oh, so that's an old sales.
No, is this turning
cliche?
No's into yeses? Yeah, pretty much. If you're a good salesperson, any salesperson can turn a yes to a yes.
Do you feel slightly embarrassed pulling that out?
No.
I've heard you say it many times.
It's a saying.
But what if you were like, oh, what about the ABC?
What are you talking about?
Always be closing, like.
Oh, they want me to put myself on tape. How could I do that?
Just video. Just use your phone.
Oh, wait. You should try and do that if you feel comfortable. They clearly want you for this role. Whoa. Great. I'll let them know. How am I going to put myself on tape?
Get Raina to hold the phone and.
No, you got to do it with me.
Well, I don't have time today.
All we need is 15 minutes. I think I deleted the sides. Oh, my God.
Okay, Rich.
What?
We're doing a podcast. This can wait till right after the podcast. You've got no control over yourself.
I have a lot of control.
Well, you keep answering your phone.
It's not, no, they're Texas. I didn't answer it.
Texas?
I said
if it's Texas, you got to take it?
I said they're Texas.
They're Texas, you keep saying. They're texts.
They're texts. Texts.
No, it's an X and then a T and then
texts.
An S. Texts.
Here's what I'm saying.
I can't wait for you to sum it up because it seems like we get it, but go ahead.
You want the things in life that you can't have. Okay? That's the challenge in life. I like to do clubs. I already work certain clubs. I've been working for years. Getting in a new one and proving yourself is like an accomplishment. That's mm-hmm. all. If I work this idiot's if I work this guy's club.
You're never going to.
I'm not.
You've ruined any hope of that happening.
Why?
Because I don't think club owners like people that they don't like to begin with. That end up trashing them on both radio and podcast.
I didn't trash them, really.
Yeah, on the radio, you certainly did.
What'd I say? That was trashing. I just said he compared me to a fucking magic act.
You didn't present him in a nice light in any way. Look, you said his name, you said his club.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I guess he won't be using me then.
So there goes that accomplishment. There is that how you Whoa. Turn a no into a yes? No, is that something you learned in sales?
No, but that was a complete no. Because when I talked to him, then he said, email me, and he never responded to me. Okay.
Well,
so he was a fucking...
If you wanted to turn that no into a yes, there were other opportunities to do so. I felt like maybe... I mean, I wouldn't have done anything. But... You go to burning the bridge pretty quickly for somebody who's all about sales.
No, that, excuse me.
You just sat here and you're the one who gave the speech about life is about turning no's into yeses. That's the challenge that
okay,
we face. And then you're like, this guy is a fucking douchebag.
Well, sometimes you can't turn that no around, so it's time to move
well,
on.
Well, you didn't even really try.
I did too. I tried with that guy forever, for over a year.
No.
Yeah, I did. You think when I called him, that was the first time I ever contacted him?
Mm.
I emailed him and stuff. I did. You're looking for, to yell at me for something.
Think no, I don't. No, I'm not.
You think I'm picking my nails? Or?
I heard it. I'm sorry. It's like a weird thing with me. Like, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
All right, go ahead. So, you know, I don't know what got us into this, but...
I said yes. And then later I do.
Oh, how could I? I got to read for this. I got to read for a bouncer. But it's
You're really. You can't think what? About anything else? Is
no.
That what's happening?
So really, they want me for the part. Didn't tell them to give it to me.
Oh my God. Look at your whole demeanor has changed. Ugh.
Well, I said, give me the part. I'm not going in to read for it. You know, I bet you he has, you know, didn't even ask when they're shooting it. I might even be out of town when they're shooting it.
Well, you should find that out so you don't have to do it. If...
Yeah.
Well, don't do it now, Rich.
Oh. Oh, boy. What?
Nothing. Just waiting.
What?
Waiting for
go
you.
Ahead. You go. I've
asked you a lot of questions.
No, you didn't. Ask me. Repeat.
Repeat what?
What did you ask me?
Well, you talked for a long time.
Yeah, we've come to the conclusion that I don't attack people's talent. I might attack their character.
Well, I do.
Oh, you do? Yeah, but you do. And I don't even think
you know
do.
Why? Everyone does. And it's a ridiculous thing to say that you don't.
Most people attack character, not talent. Most people do.
Enough with the character versus talent. Nobody gives a shit.
Yes,
there's
they
no
do.
Difference.
Yes, there
if
is.
I say, and I'm using this as an example, so please, people. But if I said, oh, Amy Schumer's an asshole, right?
Yeah.
Or I said, oh, Amy Schumer's a shitty comic. Which one do you think she'd be more mad at?
Shitty comic.
It probably doesn't matter.
Because
if I thought she was a great comic, I wouldn't have called her an asshole.
That's not true. If so many people have called me an asshole, but they go, he's funny. If somebody said Rich Voss, he's a great comic, but he's an ass.
Look,
I mean,
it's a silly thing to keep being like, not care a character, I'll trash.
No, do you
I'll trash a character. That's all people have in life is their character.
No, do you really think if your heart surgeon who's going to save your life had the worst fucking personality, but he was the best heart surgeon in the country, you wouldn't let him do heart surgery? You or her? But mainly probably a him.
But if he heard someone on the radio call him a douchebag, I think that he would still hurt his feelings. Quite possibly. He'd be like, man, I don't care. Didn't say anything about these hands.
Yeah. It's not all in the hands. It's in the mind.
He's got shaky hands. How dare they?
Oh, yeah, you're wrong. You're comparing apples.
I'm saying maybe, you know, for some people, it might feel worse to be... their talent, and for some people it might feel worse to have their character assassinated, but in either case it doesn't make that it's like a case-by-case basis, so you can't just be like, I will attack someone's character publicly.
No, not all the time.
I will do that.
No.
I will tear them apart limb from limb.
No.
But I won't bring up their talent.
And you're acting like I do that with everybody. No, it might.
I didn't say that you did that with everybody. I'm saying you were the one last night who said, with you didn't bring up talent. You just said, I never, and I've heard you say this before, I never badmouth anybody. Sometimes you've badmouthed somebody and I can tell you who it is, and then later, when after talking to them face to face for a while, you're like, I've always liked them. I go, but you badmouth them on radio. You're like, no, I did not.
Yeah, you can, you certain people, but I've never badmouthed that person on radio. Never once. You might think I have, but I haven't.
You did.
No,
I
didn't.
There.
No, you
well,
were.
Then
you
what were, was I taking
it was
in?
Off the, maybe it was off the air. Never on radio. I'm 100% sure. Never on radio. I know it as a fact. You can go through all the archives of everything I've ever done.
I hope someone does.
Yes.
I really hope someone does.
Yes.
And shows you. And then will you have an excuse for every time that it like say somebody compiled together like 15 times that you badmouth people and their character, like harsh.
And their talent or character?
And their talent. Would you have an excuse for each one of those times? Would you be like, oh, well, I thought the mic was off. Oh.
Well, yeah, one time I thought the mic was off and Opie kept the mic on and I didn't really even, and I did say something negative about somebody, but we were done with the show and they kept the mics on and that was off air. So yeah, no, I can't remember a time, that's all.
You can't remember a time, but I can't personally remember a time where I've trashed some comedian. Wait, on this podcast when they send us their...
That was new comics and you trashed them. I didn't. I gave them hope. I said, look, this is what you know, this is the good points, the bad points. You
didn't say anything bad about them?
First of all, they were open micers and
they wanted us
to help them. I gave them constructive criticism. You, on the other hand, were mean. That's all. If you go back to it, I gave constructive criticism. That's what I do. I'm here to help.
I'm not saying it's right. I don't think you should badmouth people. I'm just saying it happens, and I can't believe that you of all people are like denying that it has ever happened. You could say like, I try not to, or as far as I can remember, I don't, you know, I really hope I didn't, or, but you are like, I never, which just invites like, people going, oh, what about that time this? Or what about when you did that? Or what about this?
Look,
and then you have to defend against every single time.
Email me the times, the day or the show.
Don't email. Tweet that shit.
No, let's not
public
get crazy.
That stuff.
No.
You're not so secure anymore.
Huh?
If he has bad.
No.
This is how secure he is that he has never badmouthed anyone or put down someone's talent. Is that if it has happened, by all means, tweet it to me and I will retweet it. Okay, so that therefore ensuring the person who you have badmouthed will hear about it. Okay? So are you sure? Once again, we'll ask you, are you sure that you have never badmouthed somebody's talent?
95%.
Oh, now it's going down to 95%. I still think that's a pretty good percentage that you can tweet it to me.
No, I don't.
And
think,
then I'll retweet it.
There might be one person.
And actually, let's up this. If it has happened, tweet it to Rich and I, and Rich will be forced to retweet it. You will have to retweet that if you're wrong. That's.
Yeah, well, I have to.
You'll have to go back. Retweet the moment that you said some bad shit about somebody.
Their talent. Okay, go ahead.
Although, you know, sometimes, I mean, it gets a little shady where character and talent leave off.
I don't think so.
If you said somebody, you know, does too much time on stage, nobody wants to see that much of them. Something like
I've never said that because I do so much time all the time. So I would never attack somebody for doing too much time.
Okay. You're so literal. Huh? I'm using that as an example of where character meets talent. Okay. So was that a deal? If you can find an instance where Rich badmouth somebody.
They're
not
just,
me, because I admit I've done it too many times and I'm embarrassed about it and I don't want it coming back at me.
Why are you embarrassed if you did it?
Well, because I know for one person I did it, I shouldn't have done it and I feel bad about it.
Did you apologize to that person?
No, I never want them to know.
Who is it?
I'm not telling.
Male or female?
I'm not going to say.
All right, let's move on. We got to do like 11 more minutes. 11 more minutes of this. And now I'm getting stressed about
having to retweet your fucking shit.
Putting this thing on tape. What? How am I going to put it on tape? On my phone?
Oh my God.
I got to go to the bathroom.
I can't spend this much time on you all the time. Like, today I got a very busy day. Okay. So normally, if it was me and I had this, you would completely ignore me. I would have to beg you to go
that's
over it with
are
me.
Are you crazy?
Yes, no.
No, yes, no, what?
That's true. If I asked you to videotape it or film it on your phone, you would do it once and be like, it's good, it's fine, no. Send it. Yeah, you'd be like this, it's fine. I know you 100%, but when it comes to you, it's like this all-encompassing, all-consuming, most important thing in the world. You can do it on your own. It's fine.
Oh, really? I'm going to read both parts on my own? How am I going to do it on my own? I can't
just read the part. Get Jessica to come over and do it with you.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
It's just do the parts that is yours.
Without
yes, they just want to see what you're gonna do. It's not fucking rocket science. It's not going up on a fucking website.
I don't know. And even if I just did it by myself, I can't tell if the camera's on me.
Rich, you can. Oh my God, are you really?
What?
Seriously?
What am I gonna hold the phone like this?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You can't act like that.
You can see yourself in the thing.
You have to set it up on something.
Oh, well, if that's what you want to do, then lean it against this. Oh, look, it's right there. You could just lean it right there. Are you out of your... Are you really... What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? You can't just put a phone down and know you're centered. And
you can look at yourself. You could flip the image so that the image is now facing that way instead of going that way.
Yes, I know that.
Okay. So that's it. Then you look at it. Oh, look, I'm right there in the middle. This is perfect. Now let me do my lines. Hey, what's your name? Jim Gaffigan? You're a pretty cool dude. Enjoy your stuff. I like clean material. You know, my cousin was a big fan, went to all your shows. Whatever it is. Done. Click. Send. It's over.
All right, we got to wrap this up because I got to go to the bathroom really bad.
Good, I can't
handle you. You can't handle me?
Yeah, I can't believe you're like this is the sum of this podcast.
Oh,
I've never badmouthed anyone in my life. How am I gonna do it? I can't.
Can I do it on my computer?
Yes, do it on your computer.
How?
Rich, stop.
Do you know how to videotape from your computer?
Of course.
For real.
I'm not. I can't even.
I never videotaped.
Raina does it all the fucking time.
Well, I've never done.
If Raina could do it, you could do it. You can do it. And then there's a little thing that'll say like to send it. You put in the person's email. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Are you sure? Oh, look. All right. Here's the deal.
Why do you, like, I'm smart. I'm so smart.
I am.
If I didn't know how to do it, honestly, I would not fucking mention it on the podcast. I wouldn't be like, how do you use an iPhone?
Oh, okay, I do
how
know how.
How do you use an iPhone?
All right, listen.
I have a 141 IQ. How am I going to do it? How am I going to lean it against something? And then how am I going to know I'm centered? I have a 141 IQ. I don't know how to tell I'm centered. It's mind-boggling how you can, on the one hand, see yourself as such a fantastic, amazing person, but you don't hear, like, who you are. I can do any room at any time. It's just a crazy amount of bragging. And then, I can't set up my iPhone!
Listen, this week,
And then I got a shit. That's how it ends. Like, who... Do you understand?
I ate too much salad. Something's wrong when I eat too much like I did. I could pause it and come back.
No, God, no, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. Everyone's week, good. We get who you are 100%.
This week I'll be
podcast.
In Florida. Just go to my website. I'm in the Fort Myers area Wednesday, Thursday,
Friday,
Saturday,
Sunday.
When he says
Saturday,
just go
Sunday. To my website, he really does have to take a shit.
RichVoss.com this week in the Fort Myers area. Next week I will be at Laugh Out Loud Comedy San Antonio.
Can I do it on my computer?
This is only a 40-minute podcast, but who's that?
Finish, Rich.
Do you have anything you
want to
plug?
No, I'm good. Let's go. Follow me on Twitter, at Bonnie McFarlane.
That's it?
Yeah, then they can get it all.
So this week, Fort Myers area, go to richvoss.com. All the places are up. Next week, Laugh Out Loud Comedy. The week after that,
watch
Madison,
me on Larry
Madison.
Wilmore tonight. How about that?
Yeah, Bonnie will be on Larry Wilmore tonight. How about that? Yeah. And then in 3 weeks, I'll be at Comedy
Just
on
go.
State
You're
in Madison.
Green. You're turning the color of my nails.
Madison, Wisconsin in a couple weeks.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.